Let's go right to major developments in Syria, where Syrian troops have entered the Kurdish-controlled northeastern part of the state for the first time in years to protect the Kurds. Now, last week, after President Trump decided to withdraw U.S. troops, Turkey immediately launched an assault on the Kurds who'd been fighting ISIS under the protection of U.S. troops. Now the Kurds have asked the Assad regime for help in fighting Turkey. So what does it mean that the U.S. is now out of the equation? There are fears that ISIS will rise again if the Kurds are now defending themselves instead of guarding ISIS prisoners. Arwa Damon, senior international correspondent for CNN, is on the Turkish-Syrian border. Arwa, what are you hearing on the ground?
Well, we are on a hill overlooking the Kurdish town of Ceylan Pınar, which is a border town that has all but cleared out, given that a few days ago, mortar rounds landed in it, killing two people. And it is quieter today than it has been, presumably because of the changing dynamics inside Syria. Look, all of this was pretty much brokered by the Russians in the sense that the Russians have significant levels of influence over both Damascus as well as Ankara. And now with the changing relationship between the regime and the Kurds, with the regime now moving north to retake control of the border, all of this that is playing out, especially in the last 24 hours, has really been a very complex, multidimensional game of political chess with, unfortunately, bloody and devastating consequences to the civilian population.
But, Arwa, I have to ask, if this is being brokered by the Russians, and today you said in some of your reporting that Russians, without firing a shot in the last couple of weeks, have essentially won Syria. But if they are, you know, friendly with both the Turkish leadership and with the Syrian regime, why would they send those troops towards each other?
Well, here's what a number of experts are telling us. The Turks could not have done this without some sort of an agreement from the Russians entering into Syria. That is, their move into Syria forced the Americans out. And in doing so, they basically did what the Russians and the regime have wanted all along, getting the Americans out of the way. And so what experts are telling us to look for is exactly where and how deep the Russians allow the Turks to move, in particular when it comes to key areas like Manbij and Kobani.
Arwa, we're hearing reports of U.S. troops who are still on the ground there in Syria, haven't left yet, who the words they're using are ashamed. We're ashamed that we're abandoning the Kurdish fighters who fought ISIS for us. We're hearing from the Kurdish fighters that they feel abandoned by the U.S. What are you hearing, you know, for instance, in Turkey?
Well, I mean, first of all, this is not the first time that a Western power has abandoned the Kurds. That tradition extends as far back as World War I, if not before. The fact that the Americans initially pulled back from the area that Turkey was intending to take over, that is what has really handed Russia this big win. And they're going to have a tough but not impossible job of negotiating the next phase of what is unfolding inside Syria.
Yeah. Well, what happens to the Kurds? We know that Turkey fears that the Kurds in Syria who've been fighting ISIS are tied to the Kurds who are a separatist group in Turkey. But what happens to these Kurds in Syria? Where do they go?
Well, right now, with the regime saying it's going to take on Turkey and at the very least take control of chunks of the border, that calculus changes for the Kurds because they are now in a position where even though they did enjoy all of this autonomy, they're going to have to bend the knee once again to a certain degree to the Syrian regime. And now the Americans are entirely not a part of the Syria playbook at this stage.
Arwa, one last quick question, because this is so confusing. We remember just a year ago, U.S. troops were backing up these Kurdish forces as they were fighting ISIS when they were attacked by Syrian troops, along with Russian mercenaries who were fighting with the Syrian forces of the Assad regime. And we remember this, that U.S. troops had to, you know, beat back these Syrian and Russian fighters to protect the Kurds. And now, you're just a year later, you have Syria saying it will protect the Kurds when they were attacking them just a year ago. Why would Syria and Russia want to back the Kurds?
Look, it is very confusing. And those incidences that you're referring to, they were, it has to be said, fairly isolated. But in all of this, it's also worth remembering that the Kurds never fully cut their ties with the Syrian regime. What has happened now with this Turkish incursion is that the Kurds' strength has been significantly diminished, because the one country they thought would not let them down because of everything that they'd sacrificed for it, America, actually has.
Arwa Damon, senior international correspondent for CNN on the Turkish-Syrian border. Arwa, as always, thank you so much.
My pleasure.